You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Kol mitzvahs hanayagas be'aveil, anything that availeth, nayagas b'tishbav. Also b'achil b'shesiyah, which is obviously not availeth. Some Yishayim take out those words. U'b'sicha ne'ilas ha'sandal, tasha shamito. Those things are also in Aval, they're also in Tishbav. Then, v'asal likros b'tayra b'nevim b'ksuvim, v'lashanas b'mishra b'talmud medrash v'lachos ha'godis. It's basically an alal and teira. Aval koirehu b'makom she'ena roga likros. Then it brings like this. V'koire b'kinos eicha b'iyoiv u'b'dvarm ha'royim she'b'yimia v'atachorbin and so forth. She'nem ha'pkudi Hashem yishar m'sam chelei. Because teira is m'sameach you, and obviously these things are not so m'sameach you. So that's why you're allowed to learn it. Now, by an avel, it's not clear in the Etzim Gemara itself. Gemara says an avel is not allowed to learn Torah. Do we have that heter of learning Iyov and Dvarma Mishabim Salev and so forth? So Tosis is mitzupik about that. Moed Kotten Tazvav says that avel is also bedivrei Torah, and avel is also bedivrei Torah. And the Tosis brings a Rabbeinu Yitzchak who is mitzupik if you're allowed to learn Dvarma Roim during the Avelis. And the Seifi was matter, which is the Alacha, and the Ritva there. It says interesting zach. The Ritva over there in Moed Katan, Ikosh Aminin Ovel is also B'divrei Torah. And the Gemara in Bracha says, Ovel is Chai B'chol Mitzvah Amuris B'Torah Chus Min HaTfilin. So I could just say Ovel is also, it says Ovel is Chai B'chol Mitzvahs. The only one he's Potter from the first day is Tfilin. Vice versa, all of the Mitzvahs he's Chai B'chol. How could you Potter from Talmud Torah? Yesh Leimah, that even though it says chutz v'tfilin, but it could mean other things too. He's not allowed to learn Torah. That's enough. He's chayav. He has a minimum. He says Krishna, like the Gemara says, that if a person says Krishna shachas arvis, he's yaitze. V'gisa b'yom v'alayla, v'dava zeh asa, lo'yma lifnei amaritz. Nimtza she'ein apata l'menai. He's apata from the Ritaya. In the Shibala Leket, Itaka brings a shita sega'inim that you don't make bikas atayra on Tisha B'av, because you're not allowed to learn. And the Shibala Leket asks on him, what do you mean, I'll learn? You're allowed to learn. You can learn Hilchas Avelis, you can learn Tvarim Bebet, this and so forth and so on. You can learn Iyuv, you know, the way we paskin, you're allowed to go ahead, say Ashrei, these things. He's not saying B'Torah is Torah, he's saying it B'Torah is Tefillah. But he says that you're not learning. Not only that, but one would say that you have to learn these things. You have to learn it because you have to know the Halachas. It's the Shabbat like it's kasha. You stop. You have to learn. What do you mean? Don't make a bikkur of Torah. So it could be just to say like this. The Levosh Shitaka says that you're allowed to learn these things because these things are mishavrei halev. In other words, you're really learning these things because it's part of Tisha B'av. Tisha B'av, person has to be broken over the Chorbin. So he's learning these in Yonim. Let's say learning Maseches Gittin. Maseches Gittin, Camp Morris, they always used to have Hamanik all of Hashem, used to give share to all the Asas Bachrim. He used to give share all the time on the lawn, Tisha B'av, on the Sugyas and the Zakir. So it says in the Levush there, you know, it's, what if a person would say, listen, is he Mechuyev to go ahead and learn those things, yeah, because part you have to learn Torah, and you can't battle. So who says you're allowed to be mevatel on Tisha B'av? If you're going to learn kindness, you do like a pshiel kotna used to do. Used to make a siyum, let's say Tisha B'av an eichet. You learn it. It's mashva over there in the levush that the heta to learn the dvar meroyim, not because it's not pkudei Hashem yishar m'sam chalev. There's a purpose to learn it. It's like saying a person says Ashrei. He's saying Ashrei because of Talmud Torah. It's not saying Ashrei because of Talmud Torah. Every day you have to say Ashrei. It doesn't mean I'm saying Ashrei. Rather, it's called Torah too. The stipler in Brachas, he says like this. Just a question: if women make a Birkas HaTorah, women don't make a Birkas HaTorah, right? Machaber says women make Birkas HaTorah, Simim Zayin, and the Shaila is: are they chayav to make Birkas HaTorah, or they are they chayav to make Birkas HaTorah, or they're permitted to make Birkas HaTorah? In other words, even though the Machaber holds that women don't make brachas on mitzvahs that they're potter from, right? The Mechaber holds that the Sfardim do not make brachas on mitzvahs that they're potter from, so, right? They don't make on the Tiyasula, Velashim, Sukkah, V'chulu, but because Torah could be the mutter, because when you say, Asher ki dishonu b'mitzvahs of Vitzivanu, it's not true. They're not mitzvah in Lulav, they're not mitzvah in Talmud Torah, they are mitzvah to learn, not mitzvah the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but mitzvah the mitzvah, like Rabashi was saying, in order to know what to do. Right? When we learn, we're not necessarily learning in order to know what to do. We're learning because you have to learn Torah. You have to learn about Shor Sinai Bekama, right? The Gemara has a Shaila. If a Shor went up on Har Sinai and it was killed, how many dayanim do you need? 3, 23, and so forth. Tosafot says, by the hava hava. Okay, good. By the hava hava, but it's still Talmud Torah. You're learning Torah. You learn things that are not negay you. Right? You learn about kohuna, you learn about malchus. Even though I once heard from Reb Zelig, Olav HaShalom, Reb Zelig says, you don't understand why women should wear, should learn Hilchos Tefillin. When their husband asks them to put on Tefillin and give me the Tefillin, she says, wait, these Tefillin are not, they're not made right. They're not squared. They're a little white there. You know, a lot of people.
Right, but right spot.
Well,
Smart
in the right
people.
spot. Okay, well, whatever. If she's watching, that means he's diving at home.
No, even
Right,
most men get it wrong. They put it too low.
I'm saying, but she either sure. Maybe nowadays you put that this thing in front of you, and your wife is looking for fun. She says you're twirling it too low. Okay, but whatever it is, we know we have to learn even things that are not negayas. A woman has to learn things that's negei her. So maybe she says sheket son mitzvayim, right? But not that she's chayiv. That's a question. Mishabur goes into can a woman be moitzi a man in Birkas HaTorah?
Because learning those halachas is not on the Torah, but
All
that's.
right. Shuvei Runi. So he brings like this that the min d'cheschinah chamitzah tof lamed, which is Birkas of Mazon. Interesting. At the end, he brings Birkas HaTorah. So basically, he says like this. He goes through it, and we'll leave all the back and forth. And the question is like this. In the Levush, it says that Birkas HaTorah is like Birkas HaNenin, which is the geschmack of learning Torah. You have a Asher k'shat tzivonu l'asuk b'divrei Torah, the geschmack that you have from learning Torah. So memela, you're making a bracha because of the hana.
It's also
Or
not
the what?
here. It's
What?
not here. Can't let Noro it's
Okay.
not here.
And therefore,
Therefore, if it
and Bikkur Sanenin is not a mater. He's got to give it a name. Something becomes a mater only when you know why you have to do it. You can't say something's a mater.
it seems to interrupt. I know I
But
can't
you can't just say, it's like people always say over, a Kiddush is a mater to eat on Shabbos. It's a very nice way of saying something. But that's not the purpose of Kiddush. Purpose of Kiddush is to make Kiddush. And once you have Kiddush and you can't eat before Kiddush, it's matir. But that doesn't mean that's what it is. Shemitah is a
matir.
That's not what you're missing the point.
I hear what you're saying. I just
Okay, so
don't.
if you do it, then don't ask. That the point is that there are certain things that you have to know why you make it. Once you say, oh, that's why, you have to, then there's a din. You can't do without it. You're right. You know, it's like saying, Birkas tefillin is a matter to put on tefillin. Yeah, true. Without Birkas, but there was a reason you make Birkas
But that's
because.
my final slightly the right so
Okay.
well the
I
government might be the right
have one word to answer to that. So. Okay, so it's the rice, the one, but it's not a matzah. Okay. Anyway, I'll come out with Mordechai. Listen, you're still on the high because who got engaged? Your son. Your son got engaged.
my high from register on the line.
Okay. All right. So he brings over here like this. He says, but the thing is, later on, he says, you make a shebacha banu, that's bikas a shvach. So he goes into that, could be that it's a shvach. In other words, if you look at the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah, Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah, he counts the mitzvah bikas a taira, and he says, shenitztavinu lahoides lahalel, on the fact that we received the Torah. It's a bikas a shvach. He's giving shevach to Rabbi Shom that you zayich to have taira. The Sfardim's nusach is even asher kishon b'tzayso b'tzivanu al divrei Torah, not so much lasak b'divrei Torah. Shuv matzasi b'chedushei agriz. So he says that he brings one ran from the Reb Chaim. B'had the nashim mevarches bikas a taira afa pishep turin metaim a taira. Lefi the bikas haTorah ain't a bracha al kiyum haMitzvah shel Talmud Torah, rak shu din befnei atzma Torah tarum bracha. Kishem Hashem ekra havu goyd la lakemus. You have to go ahead and make, when you learn Torah, you have to make a bracha. Okay, that's v'shteitzach. That's a matter, but the pshat is the pasuk is telling us that you have to make bikas Torah. The ein zeh shayach la mitzvah the Talmud Torah. Like the Torah adds to una bracha. So even if you're part of a Talmud Torah, you have to make a bracha. The fact that we have Torah, v'nira shigam, that's what the kavanah said of Minchas Chinuch is also. And so akoponim, listen to this. Bein shenemar the bikas haTorah ke'ein bikas hanenin, ubein shu beged the bikas haShvach, ubein shenemar shu gzeres haKosov shedivrei Torah. We understand nashu. Alpha Pishup Turis from Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Achle Yuturis Elamashim Avarchus Ashebacha Banu. Avamashim Avarchus Ashekit Shon Mitzvah of Lasek B'Divrei Torah. That's not enough. So he says, Enochanami, the Minchas Chinuch says, De La Soivim She'en Noshim Mivarchus Al Mitzvah Seisha's Man Gramatak, a woman can't say Al Lasek B'Divrei Torah. Our bracha is Ashebacha Banu. Whereas the Gemara does say this, Machloikis. One bracha, two brachas, which, how many brachas you make? So we put all together. So he's saying is, that's all, not should be done. Our women who make all the brachas, that's because could be, because since we paskin, a woman can make up. But basically what he's saying over here is the stipler, is that you could look at Bikas Torah in two ways, right? It could be either a shvach on the Indian of Torah, or the pshat is, it's sort of a Bikas Anenin, that the Torah says, in order to go ahead and have and learn Torah, one has to make a bracha, right? One has to make a bracha, the Gedishmaka Torah. So it could be that's the machloikis, the Rishayim that Shibola Aleket says. Shibola Aleket brings, Yesh min ha-ga'onim, we mentioned before, that hold that you don't make a bracha on Tisha B'Av, because you're potter from learning Torah. You're potter from learning Chazal Mafkia. You shouldn't learn Torah, right? You're Mafkia Torah. Ain't a chanami. You'll ask what he means, but there's a mitzvah, the raisa to learn Torah. How could the Chazal be Mafkia? So either you say, Yesh Kerch Be'achachamim, or they said, Be Soimach on the minimum, which is Vigisa Bo Yom V'Layla, which is Krishna. You answer with Krishna, Dina Tam Torah. But otherwise, they said not to learn Torah, right?
So it should only be on the last side.
What?
So it should be like the
Nashim.
So we should say the other brachas.
Oh, so that's what he's saying. That the pshat is, if the pshat is, you're saying it's a shvach. That's what it's a shvach. It is to get to the shvach of Torah. So Vada, you have to make a bracha on the shvach of Torah. Why do such a thing? You're learning that day. But if you're saying it's a Bekas Anenin, it could be that these Shitas are going to hold that things that you get learning that are Meshavri Alev, or being married to Kachidish. What if a guy decides, Stam, in the middle of the week, Stam, not Tisha B'Av, to learn Dvarim that are Meshavri Alev, things that break a person's heart? Could be, Kahai Gavna, he wouldn't go have an Adin to make a Bracha. Or is on Tisha B'Av, the pshat that you're learning these things is, like the Vush says, it's Meshaber Saleh. That's part of the din of Tisha B'Av to feel, right? Either to learn it because of the halachas. Now, to know halachas, you don't necessarily have to make a Birkas HaTorah. Mechaber Paskins, you can Paskin Shilas on every day without making Birkas HaTorah. If somebody comes over to Rav, or some to you, right? Somebody comes over and he says, is this mutter or this also, right? You didn't make Birkas HaTorah. You're allowed to, because then you're not doing B'din Tamat Torah, you're doing B'tzad Din HaYirah. You're allowed to do it. So it could be that's Pshat, those shittas that say you don't make a big story, they'll mafkia. There's many rays in the Rishon, they'll mafkia the midst of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. But even though they'll mafkia it, what's a pshat? You're allowed to learn these things because these things are Meshavre Salev. And since they're Meshavre Salev, you're allowed to learn it, not be mitzvah Tilchas Talmud Torah, mitzvah Din Yon of the Yom. Just like on Tisha B'Av, right? You do certain things that cause you to think about the Avelis. So too, learning these things, not because the pshat is these things, since they don't give you such simcha, so you have to learn it because of the midst of Talmud Torah. You have to learn it in order to go ahead and be Mishabra late. It reminds me of a story, Hazrat Zachariah. So you speak to him once in a while. So Zachariah sprung to Zayin Gizon Shev Rafu Shleima. So he told me many, many years ago, he was by the Beis Yisrael, and the Beis Yisrael asked him, "Sure, Mikros Gedolos Brachos." Yisrael asked him, "That's not there.
No,
Oh,
dude, it's over there.
it's over there. Oh,
Straight.
it's right before the those Gemaras,
Third shelf from the bottom.
right there. Yeah, thank you.
Good.
It looks like there's only four there.
I'm not on my glasses.
Well,
I have one.
When Yankiv took the brachas away from Esav, right? So his mother realized, Rivka realized that he's out to kill him, right? So she told him, run, the uncle Lavan. It says over there, Vayomer Esav, Belivoy, Yikrevu Yemei Evel Avi. The days of the Avelis of my father will come. The Hargah as Yankiv Achi, and I'm going to kill my brother. What does that have to do, Yemei Evel Avi? So Rashi says, Shelo Tzaras Abba. I don't want to give him Tzar. I mean, I'm not going to kill him till Yidua. Esav was a Meridika person in Kibbutz. He knew how to be Mechaber his father. In Medrash says, I don't remember if it's Ab Gamliel or Shem Gamliel, says that I was Mechaber my father. So, but if I lived up, so I think the Medrash says 1,000 years, I couldn't do what Esav did, the covet that Esav did for what? Esav would cook for his father. I remember in those days, cooking was not the same as today. You didn't have the same machinery and the same stoves. It was a dirty job, right? And in the kitchen, Esav used to get very dirty from cooking all the food for his father. And then he would go serve his father. He would change his clothing and put on beautiful clothing, right? Beautiful waiter's clothing, right? I was just at a chasana a few weeks ago, and I saw the person. Got all the. I've been to this hall many times, but I never saw this before. All the waiters wore white jackets. Person, without those white jackets, how many $1,000 you have to put spend for that? I don't know. Right? But it's not a. It's not the thing we want to do, right? But they're all wearing beautiful white jackets, But Akoponim, he said, "Gamliel said, but me, I cook for my father." I get my clothes soiled and dirty, and I serve them with the same clothes, right? So Ger Rebbe used to say, "So why don't you do the same thing Esav does? Change your clothes." He says, "Because that's mimicking. A Yid doesn't mimic. A Yid does something because he has to feel it." Ger Rebbe used to say many times these type of words. At the end of Ksubis, it says, "Obzeira," when we used to leave Kipi Da'ako, like the corn, the end of Eretz Yisrael. Have a Menashik used to kiss the rocks. So Gemara says, Shenemar, it says, Virotsu of Neha, because the Yavadim used to really want to kiss the, have a relationship even with the stones of Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi just says, keep, It says that Zerav, Menashe, keep it da'akoi, right? And that's it. So Kashas was Rashi adding. It says so in the Gemara. So the Rebbe used to say, it could be from the Baal Shem Tov, he took out the word Shenemar. He didn't do it because it says. He did it because he was the person who felt it. If a person does something, I'm not talking about halacha, of course, because it says, you know, oh, the chassidim used to do this. So he does the same thing. You're mimicking them. Reb Zeira didn't do it because it says in the pasuk to kiss. He felt the kedusha itself. But anyway, so what does it mean over here? Eso that Yikuvu may Ivel. That's what it says. He wanted to wait to die. In Tagim Yainasin, it says something else. It's not clear really what Tagim Yainasin says, but what it comes out, what the Kalei Yoker learns and the Pirish Yainasin says, he says like this, pasuk in that base. He says that I'm going to wait till the Avelis, the Zokta Pirish, Kshayankiv Oval, Oz, Lo Yasik Betaira. Yankiv is going to be a Oval. Then my father will die. Usually I can't get Yankiv because Yankol called Yankiv, Eina Yadayim Yaday Yasov, right? That's what it says in the pasuk. He doesn't have the power to overcome. Torah is magni umasi, like we see by David HaMelech, Kozman, that he learned Torah, the Malach HaMavis couldn't get him. Va'oz, but now that he's going to go ahead and be an Avelis, because of his father, I can attack him. So the Ger Rebbe asks from Zechariah, he says, yeah, but Lamaisa is, he is allowed to learn. He's allowed to learn Dvarma Rami, learned Hilchas Avelis. That's what he asked him. And he knew that the Ger Rebbe wanted to say a Torah. So he shook his head. So who might for whom a frog? The Ger Rebbe answered like this. He said, what's, according to many Mishnah, what's the reason an Ovel can't learn Torah also? Because of the Gemara said, what?
What are you sure?
Das is a shot, maybe why he's not allowed, but doesn't say that in the Gemara. Gemara says Hanigdoim. Don't speak. Some Yisharim learns it's part of the din of Kudei Hashem Yisharim and Sam Chelei. It goes together with Tisha B'Av. So he said that the reason I'll learn is because it's Mesameach you, right? It's a simcha. It's too much of a simcha during Avelis, right? An Ovel can drink wine. An Ovel can eat meat. But learning Torah can't, right? So Kuntis Rishayim, that might give you a little simcha, but it's not the same simcha as learning Torah. It's a big Musa Haska for us. So Koponim, he said like this, why is he allowed to learn these Dvarim Raim? Why says, because the Dvarim Raim, they don't give you the same simcha. So Ger Rebbe said, the protection of Torah is when you learn it with simcha. When it's besimcha, then Torah protects you. If you're learning Torah, it's not besimcha. There's an absence of simcha that doesn't protect you.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.